Lindsay, host of YOY, the podcast, and you are listening to Best Frequencies Forever, or like I like to call it, BFF. Has anyone thought of that? I think I just made that up myself. You're listening to BFF.
That's awesome.
Listening to BFF.FM. Oh, the cable's fucked up. There's a sense of urgency when you talk to me. I want you.
Everyone, good morning. You're currently tuned into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. My name's Clementine. I'll be here with you for the next hour until 11 a.m. playing a bunch of a combination of like new and old pop, indie pop songs. That last track you just heard is a super duper new release. It's from Failed Flowers, based out of Michigan. I initially found them a couple years ago when just searching the C86 tag on Bandcamp and found out that it's like spearheaded by one of my favorite musicians, Fred Thomas, and the icing on the cake is that they've been a part of this Slumberland single series for like, so leading up to Slumberland's 30th birthday, they're releasing a bunch of like 7-inch singles that are exclusive to this like series. And Failed Flowers is one of the contributors to that. So this is a very like new 7-inch that just like, I think it just came in the mail like this earlier this week. So I'm excited to share it. That was Faces by Failed Flowers off of their 7-inch Faces put out on the Slumberland single series. Let's see. For the next hour or so, you're going to hear a bunch of kind of more pop music. Raging from New to Old. Up next, you're going to hear a track by Black Marble. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy.
course I'm gonna wait that long. Baby, cause he is me.
Thank you. BFF.fm is an award-winning community radio station coming to you 24/7 from the heart of San Francisco.
I love BFF.fm because of what it represents, you know, a uniting of the local music community.
The diversity of shows is way more fun than any kind of commercial radio you might find.
Become a monthly donor and you'll be connected to a cool community of music lovers helping us build strong community radio for San Francisco. Our besties.
I get to go to these cool bestie bashes and I get to have a sweet members only pin and I get to feel like I'm contributing to the community.
Join us at bff.fm/donate.
bff.fm.
Streaming with my besties.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into BFF.fm, best frequencies forever. The show is called Fractal Chambers and my name's Clementine. I'll be here with you until 11 a.m. this morning. I want to reiterate going to BFF.fm/besties just because there's so many great perks to contributing to the station as well as like going to these bestie bashes. I know like a couple of weeks ago we had Diners play, which is like one of the favorite bands here on Fractal Chambers. And also it's just amazing to support a community radio station and just be a part of this, be someone that helps support a community entity. I don't know, I can't phrase that better, but bff.fm/besties for more information. You just heard a track by Lossy Girl that was released way back in 1995. The track is called Seven Seas, and it might sound familiar to some of you because it's a cover of Echo and the Bunnymen. And that's just in side A. On side B, they are covering a track by the Pastels. I was looking at this on Discogs, and this single came with a postcard as well as an 8-page fanzine and a catalog, which I guess was like normal for the time, a label catalog. And on the side A, there's a little groove that reads, "Where's Fat Polly Now?" Which I don't know who Fat Polly is, but it sounds pretty great to be immortalized in a 7-inch, even though you're referred to as Fat Polly. Anyways, that was Velocity Girl with Seven Seas, a cover of Echo and the Bunnymen. Prior to that, you heard Gum Country with Tennis, I Feel Okay. That's off of their album of the same name that was put out by Lollipop Records, and it features Courtney from Vancouver-based band The Courtneys. Prior to that, you heard a track by X Void that was Only One. It's a new single that they released just a couple weeks ago off of the label Perfect. And if that sounded familiar to you, it's because it actually features Alana and Owen from Joanna Gruesome. I think what happened was they were taking some dance class or something together, or like, I think this is all me trying to like parse together what I've read online really sloppily, but I think so Joanna Gruesome, or at least Alana, like left Joanna Gruesome, and I think they've gone their separate ways for a bit, and then just one day randomly they like converged at some like dance class. I don't know if either of them knew that they were gonna be in class together, and they just decided to create a band together. And it's just really refreshing to hear that like their style of music again. Anyways, that was X Void with Only One, out by Perfect Records. Kicking off that set, you heard Black Marble with Private Show off of their album Bigger Than Life that was put out by Sacred Bones Records. Gonna keep the music going. Up next, you're gonna hear a track by Dry Cleaning. The track's called Viking Care. I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope you guys are having a lovely morning. Thanks for tuning in. Again, this is BFF.fm. The show is Fractal Chambers, and my name's Clementine, and I'll be here until 11, playing here every other Saturday morning. Cool.
Love you both. Community radio
for the San Francisco music scene.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever.
I think you get along, she said. Oh, well, should I make my bed? It was only very slightly a joke, but I laughed until I started to choke.
Everything you needed, did it make you feel complete, or did it make you feel completed, or did you lose just like every other time you've lost? You have a god, you have a boss, no matter what you call, it's all the same. The same, the same, the same. The same, the same, the same. Fuck you, but I'll do the things you want me to. I'll speak only when spoken to. Don't even know I don't like you, but I know this is not the way it's supposed to be, so call it one big all the same. The same, the same, the same. The same, the same, the same. And I don't wish to be overthinking this. It's not the only thing I miss. What was a sin? In the morning when I wake, I push my doubts around my plate, and then I eat what I have been given to eat, because it's all the same. We'll be right back.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. My name's Clementine, here alternating every other week with DJ Bach Plus. Sorry, I might have butchered that. Anyways, I'm going to tell you what you just heard. That last track was Mal Blum with Well Fuck. And that's off of their album Pity Boy that was just released earlier this year. I want to say maybe back in February. I might have played a track from this album earlier this year, but it just recently like fell back on my radar. I was listening to this podcast called Baby Geniuses that features Emily Heller, who's this like fantastic comedian and writer, and Lisa Hannawaltz, who's this like amazing illustrator and creator of the show Tuca and Birdie, and also has written a number of books and has been involved lead illustrator for BoJack Horseman as well. Her style has like really defined the show. Anyways, Baby Geniuses, really goofy like podcast with Emily Heller and Lisa Hannawalt, and Emily Heller just like talked about this album and like about how a lot of it just reminds her of like old stuff that she like listened to growing up. It feels very 90s, and yeah, it's like a super fantastic album, and I'm glad listening to that podcast had like brought it back to my radar and I get to share it with you folks. Anyways, that song was Well Fuck by Mal Blum off of the album Pity Boy. And part of that track you heard Storefront with Trilobite. And that's a single that was just released a couple of weeks ago, if not more recently. And part of Storefront you heard Olivia's World with Blotter. And this actually just fell on my radar earlier as well. Olivia's World actually features based singer called Lisa Resenden, oh my god, R-E-Z-E-N-D-E, and she moved to Vancouver for a sabbatical in 2017. I think initially it's planning on being 2 years, I don't know if it's been longer, but there, when she was in Vancouver, she met Rose Melberg, and she and her boyfriend, bassist, were in need of a drummer for their band, and so they all got together, and in 2018 they recorded 6 tracks together, and with Rose Melberg as the drummer, and super duper fantastic. So I think the EP has been officially released, but anyways, the track is called Blotter, and that's by Olivia's World off of the EP of the same name, put out by Lost Sound Tapes, based out of Vancouver. And kicking off that set, you heard Dry Cleaning with their track Viking Hair, that's off of their album Boundary Road Snacks and Drinks, off of the label It's Okay. I'm gonna keep the music going. Up next, you're gonna hear a track off of Lisa Prank's new album called Perfect Love Song. The track is called Brighton Avenue and the album is called Perfect Love Song. I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys soon.
BFF.fm is an award-winning community radio station coming to you 24/7 from the heart of San Francisco.
I love BFF.fm because of what it represents, you know, a uniting of the local music community.
The diversity of shows is way more fun than any kind of commercial radio you might find.
Become a monthly donor and you'll be connected to a cool community of music lovers helping us build strong community radio for San Francisco. Our besties.
I get to go to these cool bestie bashes and I get to have a sweet members-only pin and I get to feel like I'm contributing to the community.
Join us at bff.fm/donate.
bff.fm.
Streaming with my besties.
Hiding my spew.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into the final moments of Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. My name's Clementine, here usually every other weekend, alternating with DJ Bakwas between 10 and 11 a.m. I'm just going to tell you what you just heard. That last track was the Janines with Falling Off of My Feet Again. That's off of their album, first album, full-length album, I think, of the same name, put out by Slumberland Records. I think they're originally based out of New York, and I don't know if they've ever done a West Coast tour, which makes it even more exciting that they'll be playing alongside Business of Dreams, which is Corey Cunningham's project, aka he's like a member of Terry Maltz, and it's really fantastic, like kind of like 80s inspired kind of mellow music. I think they're playing in both SF and Oakland sometime in early January. I'll be on the lookout and share more next show probably, or like as I find out. Prior to the Janines, you heard Make Out Vertigo with the track Dagger Babes. That's off of their album Can't Always Be There that was released by Jigsaw Records. Kicking off that set, prior to Make Out Vertigo by Dagger Babes, you heard, Dagger Babes played by Make Out Vertigo. Prior to that, you heard Stove with their track Graduate and Congratulate. That's off of the album Is a Toad in the Rain, off of the label Exploding in Sound Records. That was released in 2016, so it's a bit older. And kicking off that set, you heard Lisa Prank with Brighton Boulevard off of her latest album, Perfect Love Song. That's off of Father Daughter Records. And I'm super excited about this one. I've been listening to this album for the past 2 weeks. At least, this is a really good, I think, good working music. I feel like when I'm at work, I just need to get energized, or like need to get, I feel like you need music that's like not super duper distracting, but good enough to like get you energy to like focus a little bit. And so this album has been really perfect for that. Yeah, they'll be playing alongside Rose Melberg and Tony Molina in less than a month, on Tuesday, December 3rd at Café du Nord. I think tickets are still available, and you guys should definitely check it out if you're interested. And I guess we have about 3 minutes left. I'm going to leave you guys with a song by The Radio Department. This is Let Me Have This, off of their, latest compilation, I Don't Need Love, I've Got My Band. Anyways, thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.